the web. Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, the Central. Open 10 p.m. 7 p.m. Monday, Saturday, and Sunday, 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 7-0405, 367-0405.
Think indiscriminated.
And you're on the radio.
Well, thank you so much, Al. You take care now.
All right.
I'll put you on hold so Howard can get your number. Look, we've got to go to, of course, Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Thank you all for calling in. Somebody's going to get this ticket, and I've got a tough decision to make, but you'll be getting a call next hour. Thank you all so much. I'll be back in the next hour.
You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound, that's the blow, that's the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in
the world. The issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Trying to buy more time for their mission, top military commanders now say they won't know until November whether the troop surge has been effective. After hearing the latest assessment, Republican Senator Susan Collins said she's not optimistic. And there was another frank progress report from Iraq as well. It may not have been what President Bush expected to hear, but his top ambassador in Iraq, Ryan Crocker, told the Senate committee, Iraq is gripped by fear. ABC's Jonathan Carl has the story.
Ambassador Crocker, in one particularly dramatic moment before the Senate, made it very clear that even with the recent progress, Iraq has a long, long way to go. He said, quote, if there is one word I would use to sum up the atmosphere in Iraq, on the streets, in the countryside, in the neighborhood, that word would be fear.
Senator Hillary Clinton says she deeply resents the Pentagon's pointed denial of the information she requested about plans for a potential troop withdrawal.
I was given the impression from the letter that was sent back that it's none of my business as to whether or not the Pentagon is doing what needs to be done to secure the safety of our troops.
She called the response outrageous and offensive. Pentagon officials told her the release of such information would promote enemy propaganda. It's enough to give parents pause. A new study suggests there's a 4% chance your child will be asked to send an explicit picture over the Internet. Researchers say their study was small, involving only 65 young people, and of the small percentage asked for pictures, only one of the kids complied with the request. However, they also say considering the number of kids using computers, the results are cause for concern. A twist of irony in the elaborate security plans to keep the new Harry Potter book under wraps until its debut. Author J.K. Rowling says she can't say the same for herself. She's allowed everyone to believe it was in a safe, but in reality, she kept some of her work in notebooks that she often loses. I've left things in cafes, she said, adding, I've been quite careless with everything, looking back on it. This is ABC News.
Will you love me when I turn 6?
Of course I will love you when you're 6.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on an HTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has criticized Democratic candidate Barack Obama for saying that kids as young as kindergarten students should receive basic sex education. But ABC's David Wright tells us Romney himself presided over a similar curriculum when he was governor of Massachusetts.
Massachusetts has one of the most progressive sex education curriculums in the country. It starts during preschool and not only requires that elementary schools teach kids the basics about sex, but encourages them to teach about sexual orientation, too. Of course, you'd never know that from hearing Romney on the campaign trail now.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the first woman to hold the post, is writing her memoir, which doesn't have a title yet, but some will wonder how she can resist Woman of the House. Pelosi says from her parents' home in Baltimore to representing San Francisco in the Congress, her life has been devoted to family and public service. She looks forward to telling her story for her grandchildren and in recognition of the contributions of all women. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the Missouri Supreme Court has restored campaign finance limits. A lower court judge had upheld a repeal of the state's individual contribution limits and had thrown out a fundraising ban for elected officials during the legislative season. The state Supreme Court unanimously overturned the judge's decision yesterday. It is not known if politicians will have to return contributions collected since the limits were lifted in January. A recent string of robberies in Overland has residents concerned. Armed robbers have struck in the town's business district three times in the past 2 weeks. Robbers broke into a church's chicken restaurant and broke into a PX liquor store twice. Overland Police Chief James Heron says more officers are patrolling the area where the robberies took place. Police are unsure if the robberies are connected. Finally this hour, St. Louis is not prepared for a disaster. That's according to a new survey by the American Red Cross. The survey says fewer than half of families in the region have prepared disaster kits. Of those who have not prepared the kits, 60% say they have never thought about it or don't think they will experience an emergency. The Red Cross advises people to create a kit, make a plan, and be informed. For more information on how to prepare a disaster kit, log on to redcrossstl.org. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a final look at your traffic and weather for this morning. Eastbound 5570 from Poplar into the 3rd Street exit over on the east side. Look for paving operations having a right lane closed at 3rd Street. Expect slow traffic all the way across the bridge if you're trying to head out of town. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be easing this hour. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for no problems to report. Northbound 270 is looking good from 44 through Doherty Ferry this hour. And we have a number of ongoing road operations and road construction issues. So just use caution, slow down, and give yourself a break in order to make it through those delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the lower 80s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 60. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Beautiful day. Saturday evening, clear with a low around 60. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68 as well with cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next is Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Liz Brown. That's on the way. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, 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 welcome. It is time for Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Very good. What are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about how you can have beautiful skin, how to achieve beautiful, smooth, velvet-looking,
flawless-looking
skin that you don't have to put makeup on to cover things up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and let's talk about, since this is Wellness 101, let's talk about Skin 101. What would people be surprised to learn about skin, about that it's an organ?
Well, yes, skin is the largest organ in the body. Skin is one of the means that we have to detoxify ourselves. Skin is also a protectant of a barrier against bacteria and other harmful things. So along with it being something that's very beautiful to look at, it's something important and very, very functional. It is an organ of detoxification, and it also keeps us safe.
And I think that one of the things that's amazing to me about skin is that, Dr. Kincaid, if you look down at your skin right now, you see your, what is that called, the epidermis, is that what it's called, the
yes.
top part of it?
Yes.
Now, underneath that, cells are forming, right? I mean, it's a constantly growing thing.
It's a constantly growing organ. It's has a very, very rich blood supply. And actually, that's one of the things I always tell my patients and everyone is that you shouldn't put anything on your skin that you can't put in your mouth, because everything that you put on your skin is absorbed into the bloodstream. You know, we have a lot of medications now. We have birth control pills. We have heart medicines. We have all types of medicines that come in patches. You just stick it on your skin, and it's absorbed. So you really want to remember that when you put things on your skin, you want to read labels. You should not put anything on your skin that you cannot eat. basically.
Wow. And it's kind of like the toothpaste thing. You look at the ingredients of the wonderful lotions that are out there that feel really good, that smell really good, that they smell like you can eat, but when you read the ingredients, you can't have put that stuff in your mouth.
That's right. That's right. It's very toxic. And as those of you have been listening over the weeks that we've been here, there are some very, very toxic ingredients in the cosmetics. Mm-hmm. There are cosmetics that have fluoride in them and mercury and very, very toxic substances, and as well as different makeups that have those toxic substances. So, you know, you really want to be careful about that because it's going into the bloodstream and it accumulates.
And if we're talking particularly to the community of African descent, because you and I are both members of the community of African descent, black folks put a whole lot of lotion and stuff on our skin. We do that. I mean, that's culturally what we do. I mean, you just grease up. I mean, you know, I remember, you know, standing with my mama, taking the Vaseline and just rubbing it in. We put a lot of stuff in our skin, don't we?
Yes, and especially when it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're a little kid, you get a big mask of
a big glob. And little boys, you know, with their hair cut shut, short, Vaseline from the top of the head all the way down to the body. There's a lot of moisture issues with people of African descent, and we're always putting moisture in our skin. So we particularly should be evaluating and looking at what it is we're putting inside of our skin.
Yes, and I think some of it might have to do with the fact that if you're living in a colder environment, mm-hmm. you tend to have drier skin, whereas if you're living in a hot environment and a moist environment,
exactly,
your skin is not going to get as dried out. So if you're living in, you know, St. Louis in wintertime or New York, where I came from, mm-hmm. you know, really in the winter, you get what you call the ashy look.
The ashy look, mm-hmm. right? And you got to knock that back. You got to knock that back.
But when it's hot outside and moist,
you don't get it as much. Exactly.
Yes.
And one of the things that I discovered as a little girl, I always took baths, and I take baths as an adult. But I would scrub myself down in the bathtub, and I would think, I haven't been rolling in the dirt. Why is there this dark thing here? And I discovered those are skin cells, that my brown skin comes off, and we lose a lot of skin, don't we,
yes,
during the course of a day?
Yes, well you know, we exfoliate. When you take a bath, we exfoliate, and that exfoliation and rubbing of the skin actually stimulates and brings forth new healthy cells, and exfoliating keeps the new healthy skin cells coming forth as the old ones shed off.
I read, yes, somewhere that we lose about 30,000 to 40,000 dead skin cells off the surface of our skin every day. Is that about right?
Yeah.
You know, so the it's the largest organ in the body.
Yes.
It's constantly changing because we're constantly losing cells.
And
it's constantly growing because, yes, we have the new cells in it. And because it's our skin, it covers everything important that's inside of our body.
Yes, and it's almost like it can react so quickly to something that you've eaten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've eaten something that you're allergic to, you can have almost an immediate reaction on your skin.
One of the things that your skin also responds to, your skin responds to stuff that you put in it, an allergic reaction, as you said, but your skin can also respond emotionally with other types of things.
Yes, there are certain conditions, because it's something called neurodermatitis, where you can actually break out in a rash if you are, you know, if you get really upset about something, you can break out in a rash.
And I know that if I am in a situation where it's a highly stressful situation, or that I'm worried about something, sometimes my skin will break out. You know, it will break out due to, not because of what I'm eating, but because of stress.
Yes, and also stress weakens the immune system, and when you weaken your immune system, then people who have allergic skin conditions like eczema, they can break out just from being in a stressful situation.
And one of the things that you mentioned a few minutes ago was this whole detoxification process. Talked about how we can detox through our skin. I have gone through a detox. I've gone through a couple of different types of detoxes in my life. And one detox that I did a few years ago, I fasted for about 7 days, and I existed on some juices and other herbs and things. And at near the end of this cycle of detoxing and fasting, I got this huge bright red breakout on my skin. And you explained to me about what happens during the detox process, and it ain't pretty.
No, it's not always pretty, because when you do detox, and if you use herbal products or fresh juices to detox, and a lot of the toxins and poisons that may have been in there for many, many years will come out on your skin. It's coming out. You can experience boils and rashes and it's as it's cleaning out, because the skin is an organ of elimination. It uses the skin, and it's especially when the liver is cleansing out, you get a lot of things coming out in the skin. Boils, pus. It's not always pleasant.
It's not always pleasant, but it's a means
but
to an end.
The end result
is always. I mean, I my skin turned again this bright. The only way I can think of describe was this angry red color, and it went away. You know, but it felt like it was part of this whole detoxing process.
Yes. And the other thing that our skin protects us against is trauma. Mm-hmm. The skin can heal, and that also prevents bacteria coming in from cuts or scrapes. Or the skin is also acts as a barrier to keep fluid in, keeps us at the hydration and the fluids inside of our body.
And one of the things that I want to put a shout out to folks right now is that if you have any skin questions, I would encourage you to give us a call here at 1-877-920-WGNU. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. We are talking about the skin. And if you have any skin questions, you can give us a call locally here at 314-454-0400. And again, the long distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-9468. And Dr. Kincaid, I guess momentarily we will be joined by an esthetician. What is an esthetician?
An esthetician is a skin specialist. In terms of facials and keeping this, cleaning the skin, understanding different skin types, developing different type of moisturizers or astringents depending on the condition of the skin, understanding the size of the pores in the skin and what type of products would be best for the skin. But what I like the most about this esthetician is that she also has an understanding to have healthy skin, you just don't cover things up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin is a reflection of your health.
You know, and
your inner health. Mm-hmm. If you're healthy, if you don't have a lot of toxins in your system, if you're exercising and sweating, it's going to reflect in your skin.
You can almost see that when you walk up to some people and you talk to some people and you look at some people. People don't get to wear a mask, you know, so that's the one, you know, you be able to cover up your arms, cover up your legs, cover up your feet and all that, but you can't cover up your face. And you look at some people's faces and even if you know, you're not a doctor like you are, you don't practice, you don't serve skin as your job, you can, you know, the layperson can sit back and say, a lot of stuff going on in your life because your skin doesn't look too good.
Right. And it's not about that you shouldn't wear makeup. I mean, makeup is fun.
I love makeup.
I do. I love putting colors on.
Yeah.
And using makeup on your face is a very, very African thing.
Yes, it is.
Colors,
it's cultural.
Yes, and really,
I love lipsticks. You know,
yes.
I mean, it's all, I love getting in my little makeup mirror and doing my little thing.
Yeah, and it's fun buying the makeup.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is very fun applying to makeup.
And so.
It's a right.
But it shouldn't be something that's covering up a.
There you go.
You know, you're covering up the things that you don't want to see.
It's just like, you know, if you are at that place in your life where you are have gained a lot of weight, I've heard people say that, you know, elastic is our enemy, because elastic allows you to not really pay attention to where your body is, okay? You know, you need to wear pants that have a button on them, because that way you can't lie to yourself. Elastic covers up.
But elastic has its limits, too.
Well, I don't think it does. I think you can make enough elastic to surround this building. No, it doesn't. Elastic doesn't. You just buy more elastic. Okay? So you can't use it to cover stuff up, just like you can't use makeup. Okay, my face is breaking out. Rather than try to understand why your face is breaking up, you just go find the makeup or the cover up to cover that stuff up. But we can't.
Yes, and it's also very important for men, because men shave, and men also get bumps and folliculitis from beards, and so it's also very important. We don't want to just think this is just inflammation of the hair follicles. Especially
because a lot of guys in my life have those hairs that they turn back in.
They're curly hair from the beards. Mm-hmm. It's curly and it grows back in, and then they get an ingrown hair, and then they get a bump, and sometimes it gets inflamed, and it looks like they have little pustules on their face.
Right.
So it's very, very important also for men to take care of their skin, because they want to have nice looking skin.
And that's
too.
The cultural thing now that's going at, that is kind of unique to the times that we live in. We have these men, and a lot of men resist the urge to take care of their skin because they're like, oh, I'm not a metrosexual. You know, I'm not this guy that is just a dandy that is like focused on what I look like that. I'm going to put these skin products on my face. I'm going to use an astringent. I'm not that fussy about my skin. But the reality is that men need to be. Their organ is the same as ours. I mean, they have the same skin organ as we have, and they need to take care of it.
Yes, and they have a less of a chance to use makeup also.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Unless
they really,
you,
what was that?
unless you're Mitt Romney and you spend $250 on makeup for her. Unless you're Mitt Romney, most of them are not using a whole lot of makeup. So we all need to. This is something that is not unique to women, and it's not about whether or not you wanted to use makeup. We all should be. There are regimens that we should be doing when we take care of our that what we use when we take care of our skin, right?
Yes.
Okay. 1-877-920-WGNU. Let me take a quick call, and then we will hopefully get to our guest in the next half an hour. Yes, you have a question for Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Kincaid and Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, once you get past a certain age, you are dealing with some issues with your skin, and I just wanted to ask the doctor.
You mean past the age of 17? Is that what you're talking about?
No, way past that, okay? I get these breakouts in weird places. I never had acne throughout my life, okay? Never as a teenager. But now, at this golden age, I have them on the back of my legs, you know, just strange places. And I was wondering if there was something unique about this age and something that I could do to help my skin through this process.
Well, there's adult acne. It's called a rosacea. Most of the time it's on the face, but it would be a good idea if you had someone, a physician, look at it so they could give you the exact diagnosis. But still,
That seems awfully unfair. After we've all gotten through adolescence and we've all done our time, that there would be adult acne.
And actually, a lot of acne is also associated with different hormonal changes.
Ah.
It's associated actually with the testosterone level for the most part.
Men and women.
Yes, that's okay. Right. That's right.
Is it I have too much testosterone?
Well, it could be. I mean, if you're using hormones, sometimes when you replace the testosterone level in women, they can break out. It could be. Did you have acne when you were younger?
Never.
Yeah. Different hormonal imbalances can do it. And
are
one,
you
one
at
of
that
the
age
things
where we're having the hormonal changes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that's good for acne is taking like zinc, like about 25-50 milligrams of zinc a day, and then just really trying to do like be on an elimination diet, a detoxifying diet where you've eliminated your dairy products and you're eating a lot of dark green leafy vegetables.
What are you eating?
Well, I don't eat any red meat, okay, and I do still eat some dairy products, but I do tend to watch what I eat, and I do exercise.
Okay, but are you eating some dark green leafy vegetables every day?
Oh, yeah, sure.
A big?
No, not no, every
then,
day.
Okay, every day. Okay, then gee, I thought you didn't hear that every day part. I thought you didn't catch that. Every day.
So you want to do a clean up and maybe, you know, do some, you know, drink some detox tea.
Have you talked to your doctor about it?
No, I tend to stay away from doctors.
Well, then what you do, look, Dr. Kincaid's number is 64400000.
Okay.
Detox
I'll
tea.
Give a call.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. Take care. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Wellness 101 to take some of your calls, questions, and comments and continue our conversation about SKIN, the skin you live in, the whole story on your skin. Stay with us. To visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else? Indeed, are we going to have a wonderful shopping experience, a shop-a-rama, a shop-a-ganza, shop till you drop. Check this out. Slow down your cars. I'm getting ready to give you a number that you may crash into somebody if you're not prepared to hear it. 30% off of every single thing in the store. On sale, off sale, tools, refrigerators, stoves, treadmills, TVs, big ones, small ones, big screens, flat screens, square screens, all kinds of screens, dishwashers, freezers, microwaves. I saw a blender in there. 30% off a Cuisinart. You need to get on down to Sears and tell them I told you to. 30% off. Get it done.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program.
How dare you create an argument for public health that exempts the casinos? You wouldn't do that. If we had an avian flu epidemic in St. Louis, would you exempt the casinos from those regulations?
Pretty good. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, so it kind of betrayed the argument on its face.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interest? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
What's better for your brain than TV, quicker to open than Windows, and more portable than a laptop? Why, books, of course.
I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
The award-winning wake-up call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
Welcome back to This is Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. This is part of the Wake Up Call, and I'm here, of course, with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And Dr. Kincaid, welcome back. We're talking about skin today, and we're going to get to some of our callers. I want you to hold on for a minute or two because we're going to hop to a guest that we have on the line with us, Valerie Lewis. Valerie, good morning. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Outstanding. And, Valerie, you are a licensed
esthetician.
Talk to us about some of when people have to deal with their skin, why should they come to a licensed esthetician?
Well, because you want somebody that's actually going to be knowledgeable about your skin. And as it relates to me, though, I can always speak about what I do that may be a little bit different than some other estheticians do out there is that I specialize in skins of color and the unique skin conditions that we often possess.
And some of those conditions are what?
Normally we have issues that our main issues normally are issues with concerning pigmentation, like issues of skin discoloration, dark marks, blemishes, acne skin, skins that have a tendency to be very sensitive. Very few clients out of the last 9 years have come to me with aging issues, which are the main issues that you see right now in the media and publicized quite frequently and advertised and talked about the most. And often clients that come to me feel that that these advertisements and these promotions and a lot of these techniques are really not something that's going to be a benefit to them.
And we're having a little bit of time, little bit of difficulty with the connection that we have with you, Valerie. You're coming across kind of muddled. Tell you what, let me put you on hold, and let me try to get another reconnection with you because we're having a really rough time with a clear signal with where you are. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me let Howard take care of that, and let me get to a caller or two here. Raj, you have a question for Dr. Kincaid.
Yes, I wanted to know two different types of skin. I'm 52. My mother started aging around her eyes, and she started turning dark. My skin hasn't wrinkled yet, but I'm getting the dark patches around my eyes. Number two, my daughter has eczema skin. And we tend to pile on a lot of Vaseline and not hydrocortisone. It's a tetracycline or some medication that the dermatologist. And then I wanted to know what's the difference in between a dermatologist and a, what they call an
esthetician.
Esthetician.
All right.
Okay.
All right. A lot of questions.
Okay. Well, the first question, which you mentioned about dark circles around the eyes, that can be several different things can cause that. Liver conditions, like if your liver is overloaded with toxins, It can manifest, but with dark circles around the eyes. Also, if you have chronic sinus problems, rhinitis, that causes congestion in your nose, and that can also manifest with people can get something called what we call raccoon eyes, where you have actually dark circles around your eyes from chronic nasal congestion. Very stressful type of lifestyle. If you're very, very stressed, and you need to kind of improve your diet, eat increasingly dark green vegetables, and that helps to decongest the liver. The other thing about eczema, which is a medical condition, that's a chronic condition that has to do with allergies. You want to really change the person's diet. It's not an easy condition to treat. It takes a while, but if you don't change the person's diet, they can have it for the rest of their life. The treatments that are used for eczema just involve using different steroid creams that make it go. It takes away the problem immediately, but then it always comes back. To actually get rid of it, you have to make some serious lifestyle changes that definitely include, number one, getting rid of the cheese, the dairy
getting
products.
Getting rid of the dairy.
The dairy and the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You can start there. And then from there, you want to increase your dark green leafy vegetables. And one thing about eczema is that the skin does get very dry and cracked. Using Vaseline does help. But the underlying problem is that you have to do some serious cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing you said, the difference between a dermatologist and an esthetician, is that a dermatologist is a physician,
a licensed
medical doctor. An esthetician is more like someone like a.
Well, let me let Valerie speak to that.
Okay.
Valerie, one of the questions that was asked, and we're talking to Valerie Lewis, a licensed esthetician, one of the questions that we had when we were trying to reconnect with you is what's the difference between a dermatologist and an esthetician?
Well, of course, a dermatologist is a licensed medical doctor, a licensed physician that specializes in skin disorders and diseases, and they can also prescribe medications and things like that. I'm a licensed esthetician, which means I'm dealing with the beautification of the skin. I'm dealing with the cosmetic things. I'm dealing with how is your skin going to look, oftentimes in conjunction with other dermatologists or plastic surgeons.
So when we talk about some of these specialized issues that are unique to people of color, one of the things I was noticing someone that had the issue where their skin kind of like looked like it like lost patches of color in it. Do you
mm-hmm.
do you treat that, or is there a treatment for that?
You talk about vitiligo when the skin actually has the light patches, or are you talking about the dark patches?
I'm talking about light patches.
Okay, the light patches. That's vitiligo. No, that's something that a licensed medical doctor should treat because it's normally linked to the immune system. It's normally an immune system problem.
Okay.
It's normally not a skin problem. It's just showing up in the skin.
And it can also be a chronic fungal infection. Called
mm-hmm.
tinea versicolor.
Mm-hmm.
So you really
mm-hmm.
you really got to have the diagnosis first. Vitiligo
mm-hmm.
is an autoimmune problem where the body's immune system attacks the melanocytes in the skin.
And when we talk about people of color skin, Valerie, Dr. Kincaid and I were talking earlier about how culturally one of the things that we do, we're always greasing up, okay? We're always putting tons and tons of moisture in our skin because of the challenge of keeping our skin moisturized. In the winter, our skin gets ashy, and we put the moisturizer on it. As a licensed esthetician, what are some of the things that you would recommend that people do in addressing that issue of dryness?
Oh, that chronic dry problem that we do seem to have. That's very, very common, and there have been some things that I've suggested to my clients that have been very useful, one of which, of course, is the simplest, is to avoid, very hot showers and baths and things like that because that would also contribute to more dryness. It'll make the skin actually drier.
Mm.
Sometimes people's skin can be so dry that I've recommended that they take a bath, maybe an oatmeal solution, like something that you'd find actually over the counter. A St. Johnson's foot soap has these wonderful moisturizers in it. and that's been giving people a lot of relief. And then there's a product that's known as a humectant, which is a little bit different than a lotion and totally different from any type of Vaselines or shea butters or anything like that. And what that product will actually do is go deep into your skin, pull out moisture, and trap it, wherein your other moisturizers and the Vaselines and things like that merely just act, it will just merely act as a barrier on the skin.
Okay, I want to skip to another topic because I have a lot of girlfriends that are talking about, and I was reading articles about, enlarged pores. What do you do for large pores on your face?
How do you get large pores on your face?
I mean, it's so funny when I hear that because if you look at a person who has, like, a skin that appears to be poreless, okay, that's going to be a skin that you're normally going to find in the Asian community, or if you find it in the African and American community, it's somebody who really is saying that they have a very dry skin. So somebody that has a very enlarged pores on their skin, that's a person that has oily skin. And it's genetically, you should have those pores because you need to allow the oil to leave your skin. So what would happen in, a person who has very enlarged pores and they have a lot of oil production, if you were to shut up those pores, you're going to have a lot of skin blockages, probably like cysts and things like that. So it's really not a good idea. At the very best, what you can do is refine the pores where they appear to be a little bit smoother, and you could do that with some low-grade chemical peels, and you can also just keep them very clean, and that will minimize them to some degree, but to actually want to get rid of your pores would just be a disaster.
Well, there are some people that would swear on a stack of all that is holy that it's about aging, that all of a sudden their pores just popped open because they reached a certain age.
Mm-hmm, but their skin is also doing some changes hormonally. And I bet you 9 times out of 10, what's happening is there may have drier areas on the face as they're beginning to mature, but then some areas are now becoming oilier. And you will normally see that around the nose area and maybe somewhat on the cheek area.
So as you age, your nose can get oilier?
Mm-hmm, as your hormones change.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking to a licensed esthetician, Valerie Lewis. She's joining us this morning on Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back. We'll take some more of your calls and comments. Stay with us.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Being healthy is a matter of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. The Foundation for Chiropractic Progress is a nonprofit organization that has introduced an online calendar filled with simple, fun, and enjoyable activities to help you make 2007 a healthier year. Visit foundation4cp.com to download the calendar or call 866-901-3427. That's 866-901-3427. Something for your health from WGNU.
Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interest? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Wellness 101. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We're talking to Valerie Lewis, licensed esthetician. And Dr. Kincaid, you had some questions that we were talking about here off the air.
We wanted to know, how do you feel about mesotherapy, Botox, and all of these, less invasive type of plastic, I don't want to say plastic surgery, but cosmetic procedures that are just really booming today. Lasers, and you also mentioned the chemical peel.
Talk to us about
that.
Yeah,
talk to us about that.
Okay, since I do specialize in skins of color, I have a tendency to, of course, be geared towards those treatments that I think that are going to look best on our skin and also work in conjunction with our skin. So if we're talking about peels, I'm normally leaning more towards your more vegetal type of peels that have certain enzymatic actions that can also exfoliate the skin and leave them looking great without burning the skin and inflaming the skin, which is very important to African-American skin. Because anytime that you begin to burn the skin and make it become very red and inflamed, it's going to peel and it's going to heal back very dark. Mm. End up creating another problem. Lactic acid, on the other hand, is a little bit more gentler than your glycolic acid. Unfortunately, if you're looking for peels out there, you're going to run into a lot of glycolic acid peels because that's just what's happening right now in the market. As far as the other things like your Botox and the mesotherapy and things like that, I'm all for that because it kind of works on the elastin and the collagen. But on the other hand, you still can't use it as a substitute for just good healthy eating, stress reduction, and proper skin care. I think it all goes together. I think it's a great addition to that.
And healthy eating is key, isn't it? Okay, let me
get you. We have a tendency to think that we can just have this beautiful, perfect skin. I see it all the time in people that come into my office. What I do is I offer a holistic approach to skincare. Anytime anybody comes in here, one of the things I want to know is, what is your diet like? What are you eating? How much are you eliminating every day? You know, because that tells me a lot about how your skin is going to function and how well it's going to really look its best.
How about this? Women, sometimes women get hair on their face. And there are different ways of removing the hair. There's the depilatories, and there's
tweezers
and razors, you know, and razors if you have a whole lot of hair on your face. What are some of the things that you would recommend for that, Valerie?
Okay, of course, laser would be my first choice.
Really?
That would be my first choice because that will actually kill the root, and it will also improve the overall appearance of the skin. That's different from some of the other hair removal techniques. Let me start with the depilatory, since you mentioned that first.
Mm-hmm.
That would be things like you would find, like your cream depilatories. Those really aren't any different than shaving. because it will only remove the hair from the surface. And what happens is, in black people, 9 times out of 10, when that hair begins to grow back, it will grow back inward. It will create a mini razor bumps, really bumpy skin, rough texture skin, and very dark, which is very unbecoming on a woman. And so that will actually create that problem, along with tweezing. If it's done incorrectly, it will create that problem as well. Shaving does the exact same thing. Waxing is better than the other depilatories and the tweezing, because you at least will pull it from the root, and when it grows back, it'll grow back more sparse. Lasering will do better than all of them, because it'll actually kill it in the root. It'll avoid the whole situation with having the rough textured discolored skin. It'll just be a beautiful skin as well as a hairless skin.
So do you do laser?
We're wanting to do laser very soon.
Wow. And
we're doing it very soon.
But let's say that the woman doesn't, her hair doesn't grow back curly, that there isn't, that it grows back straight, but it just keeps coming back. Is there a danger to continuing to just use a depilatory or a shaving?
Well, not necessarily a danger other than the ones that I've described. I mean, normally you're going to get problems with appearance.
Mm-hmm.
There are some instances where people have mixed shaving and waxing and all those types of things
mm-hmm.
together. That's definitely not recommended, because you can really inflame the skin and infect it. So, I mean, barring those things, you should be okay as far as the dangers. It's just cosmetically is going to look horrible, and from a financial standpoint, it can be very costly.
Okay.
Because you're not solving the problem. Laser will solve the problem.
Now, how expensive is laser?
Lasering can be expensive if you look at it at the initial price. Like some places, for instance, may do a bikini for like $600. And so you might say, ooh, $600 is a lot of money. But if you think about how many times you're waxed with your bikini line over a period of your lifetime, you have more than exceeded the $600.
What does a mustache normally cost?
And see, that varies. I really don't have all the prices in my head for what various people do, because we're not offering it at this time. And right now you have, it's very competitive. So.
Okay. And the other piece of it is finding the right person.
Uh-huh, definitely. You have to find somebody that's very good technically, and also that's knowledgeable about your particular skin needs.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the dark skin treatment is going to be different from the lighter skin. I think
there's more
gray hair is like, you know what, I've worked my whole life to get here, so you ain't getting rid of me anytime easy. It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Joyce, you have a question or comment for our guests?
Yes. Hi, Liz. Hi, Dr. Kincaid.
Hi.
And Valerie Lewis.
Hello.
I have a granddaughter who recently had a baby, and she has these stretch marks. What can she do to get rid of these stretch marks?
That's a good one.
Good question. Good question. Val.
That's
something that we hear all the time, too. Do you hear that a lot of times, Dr. Kincaid?
They stopped asking me. I guess if I knew, I'd get rid of my own.
Didn't you? Basically, and you want me to answer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
I hear all
cocoa
the time,
butter.
And, you know, the skin is kind of like when you start to see the stretch marks and things like that, it's because the elastin collagen fibers and the elastin fibers have actually been stretched and broken, and so that's what you're looking at. It's almost like if you were to take a sweater and pull it out of shape, and you break those binds or everything that keeps the shape in there. That's essentially what happened. And so I hear all the wives' tales all the time that if you just use cocoa butter and olive oil and things like that while you're pregnant, that you won't have the stretch marks. But unfortunately, a lot of those stretch marks are just determined by your genetics as to who's going to get them and who isn't. And typically, like the shea butters and things like that will just make you feel better while you're pregnant. But afterwards, there have been some results gotten with people who have used Retin-A on that area. So, and there may even be some more like laser techniques that are available, but not certain if they're going to be available for skins of color at this time. So that's something that you definitely want to look into.
And Valerie, that you keep mentioning the skins of color piece because it's very important. There are different treatments for our skin than for other skins.
Definitely. I mean, the treatments are as different as night and day.
Mm.
And when you really think about it, and I always explain this to my clients, too,
what we have right now in the skincare market is driven by an aging or the baby boomer generation.
Yes.
And the majority of the of that generation right now just happens to be Caucasian. It's not a racist thing. It's just meeting market demand.
Mm.
So right now, if the majority of the population just happens to be a Caucasian aging person, then you're going to see a lot of treatments that are designed to meet that need.
But doesn't the dark skin age differently from the white skin also?
Exactly.
I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying. So women, like a lot of us, we're not even concerned about aging issues even in our 50s. Normally 60, like late 60s.
It's
70s,
a totally different
80s.
Age. It's a totally different aging thing.
People
come up to me that I've graduated with, white women that have come up to me or that I've graduated with, you know, cuss me out. You know,
right.
It's just like, you know, how come I have wrinkles and you don't? You know, I mean, there's a difference.
Yes.
Right. And plus, Dr. KK, you know, you put all the great nutrients into your body.
There you go.
You put all the right water into your body, the right air into your body, the great elimination, and then you're doing the right things for your skin, too. So, of course, you're going to look better than even the average sister of color.
There you go.
And I must mention that Valerie's skin is flawless.
There you go.
She is a knockout.
There you go. There you go. Valerie Lewis, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. All right.
And
Dr. Kincaid, next Friday is?
We're going to be cooking, and Liz has developed her own cuisine here. She's going to be cooking. She's bringing her own recipes.
I'm throwing down. I'm going to throw down. In fact, we're going to have
somebody on.
Hopefully we will have somebody on that has their own website with raw food.
With free raw food
Raw food recipes. I think she's going to be joining. Pizza, perhaps?
We're making something chocolate next.
I like your pizza.
You like my pizza? That was good, wasn't it? That was good, wasn't it? I think we might do some chocolate.
Some chocolate.
And we might do some cranberry slaw. We might be throwing down.
We're going to be doing
down.
All kind of stuff
throwing
here.
Down. Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101, thank you so much, and see you same time,
welcome.
Same place on next Friday?
Yes, ma'am.